Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is December the 28th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Revelation chapters 10 to 12. God's ultimate justice will prevail in eternal future. We read in Revelation chapter 11 verses 16 to 18 like this. The words of Apostle John. And the 24 elders who sat before God on their thrones fell on their faces and worshipped God saying, We give you thanks, O Lord, God Almighty, the one who is and the one who was and who is to come, because you have taken your great power and reigned. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should reward your servants the prophets, and the saints, and those who fear your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth. Here in the vision of Apostle John, God triumphs over evil as he holds the ultimate power. The second cycle of God's judgments closes with a focus on the last judgment and the triumph of God's kingly rule, for he shall reign forever and ever. The blowing of the seventh trumpet reveals that the great tribulation is over and the ultimate reign of Christ has begun. Falling on their faces before God, the 24 elders express thanks to him because he has assumed his great power and inaugurated his reign. In the above passage, God is worshipped by the 24 elders because what he promised has now been accomplished. They praise God's power and wealth and the corresponding distribution of reward and judgment. God has finally consummated events on earth and now reigns in omnipotence. Significantly, God has already fulfilled five important parts of his ultimate justice in his millennial kingdom. 1. Subjugation of the Gentile nations. Number 2. Vengeance inflicted on God's enemies. Number 3. Judgment of the dead. Number 4. Rewarding of the godly. And number 5. Destruction of the destroyers of the earth. Thus God's ultimate justice will prevail in eternal future. God will be angry with unbelieving nations, judge those who do not have spiritual life, and destroy the destroyers. On the other hand, God will reward his own prophets and people, small and great, one day. Let us be mindful of the fact as we live every moment, every day, as we will surely be facing God's judgment one day in the future.